This is Focus on Domestic Violence, a public affairs presentation. I'm David Pike, Executive Director of Mitchell County Safe Place.
And I'm Samantha Phipps, Executive Director of the Family Violence Coalition in Yancey County.
You know, this week, Samantha, is we're going to have Valentine's Day. And from a women's perspective, tell us a little bit about what women go through if, you know, is there a need to be in a relationship or what is the mental effects of Valentine's Day on women?
Right. This is a holiday that can really make you feel pretty bad if you're not in a relationship. And I think that tends to affect women more so than men, but I don't know because I've never been a man to experience that. But I used to work with about 30, 35 women when I worked in a different agency. And invariably on Valentine's Day, there were a couple of us who were in relationships, and we didn't get any flowers. And about 30 or 33 other women in the agency, I didn't know he was going to send me flowers. So this has just been a few years ago, and I felt like I was fairly well-adjusted. But if it made me feel really terrible and depressed, even though I joked around about it, then... And I'd come so far in dealing with being in negative relationships and choices I made, it does affect people who haven't really quite arrived as much as I have in a different way. And my fear is that times like Valentine's, we get depressed and we jump into a bad relationship. We don't think it through.
So if you have a tendency to pick the wrong kind of guy, then Valentine's Day might push you over the edge and you jump into some kind of a relationship.
Exactly,
that's really
that
bad
season, not necessarily the day itself, but it can kind of set you on a downward spiral. The pity party, feel sorry for me. So over the years, I've learned sort of a different approach.
What advice would you give women then?
Well, it depends on what type of a budget you have as far as actually gifting yourself with something nice. But if you can afford to give yourself something nice on Valentine's Day or do something nice for yourself, including just kind of taking a time out from and do something nice, like, you know, go shopping or bake cookies or give yourself some flowers. You don't literally have to give yourself a gift. Something that I think that we can do is take this time to be self-reflective and decide, I'm going to give myself the gift of a new change in my life. And if you're in a negative relationship, think about getting out of it. Call our agency and see, you know, if you're in a domestic violence situation or a very controlling situation, and talk to people about making some changes for you and your children. And this is for men as well as women if they're in an abusive type of relationship.
I've seen women come into our shelter, and they've not been out of a bad situation more than a week or so, and they had this almost compulsive need to get back into a relationship rather than taking time out to kind of sort through, well, what got me here? Why am I in this situation that I'm in? And kind of reflecting on that is almost a inbred need to get back into a relationship, even if it's a bad one.
Exactly. And part of that has to do with how you feel about yourself, and we need to start being our own best Valentine and actually learn how to love ourselves, and realizing that no one person can make us happy. We have to work on making ourselves happy.
That's right. That's a key thing we try to teach people that come into our shelter, is that they're responsible for getting themselves out of the situation they're in. And it takes a lot of hard work, and mm-hmm. it's not easy to do.
But the best gift you can give yourself, and I'm kind of joking around about buying yourself flowers or candy or whatever, but that does make you feel better, then do it. But give yourself the gift of, I want a better life. I want to be happier.
You've got a little poem there that somebody gave you.
Somebody,
why don't you read that?
Somebody, my friend Carmen Julius in Columbia, South Carolina, gave me this poem back in 1990. And I was in an abusive relationship with someone who almost killed me in 90. And I got out of it in 91 and can honestly say I haven't been almost killed since then. But it's a poem, and it's called A Few Words of Caring. And it doesn't cite an author, so I'm going to read it because I don't know who wrote it. After a while, you learn that love doesn't mean leaning, that kisses aren't contracts, and presents aren't promises. And you begin to accept defeats with your head up and your eyes open, with the grace of a woman, not the grief of a child. So you plant your own garden and decorate your own soul instead of waiting for someone to bring you flowers. And you learn that you can endure, that you really are strong, and you really do have worth, and that with every new tomorrow comes the dawn. And I've kept that over all these years, and so it's significant to me. And if anybody would like a copy of that, give me a call at 678-3436. And our crisis line in Yancey is 682-0056.
You can call us in Mitchell County, 765-4044. I want to thank everybody for listening, and remember that stopping domestic violence begins with who?
Begins with me and you.